Damage caused by overnight flooding early Monday morning has wiped out one lane of the two-lane highway. But flooding is only indirectly related to the burn scar, says Kevin Kitchen of the Utah Department of Transportation.
Yeah, the event that we stopped in the canyon affecting the roadway had different drainages. And, you know, some of it probably came from the scar, but a lot of it was really just heavy clouds from what we're seeing.
Unlike the previous closure, UDOT crews should have vehicles moving through the canyon again within 24 hours.
When we do open it up, we'll probably be looking at single-lane traffic through that immediate vicinity, but it shouldn't be a deal-breaker so far as traffic is concerned.
Brian Head and Cedar Breaks National Monument are still accessible via SR-14 through Cedar Canyon. Chris Holmes, UPR News, Cedar City.